Bilderberg Postmortem, What is the Trump-Pompeo-Kushner-Bilderberg Connection All About? Written by William F. Jasper. Monday, June 10, 2019. Another Bilderberg conference has come and gone and, as usual, the controlled fake news media FNM has provided protective cover for the super-secret confab of the high and mighty. This year's palaver of princelings, plutocrats, and potentates took place May 30 to June 2 at the Hotel Montreux Palace in Montreux, Switzerland. The collective mainstream media response was summed up in the article title, Bilderberg Meeting 2019, Nothing to See Here, Move Along, at the New American. When not ignoring the Signal event completely, the prestitutes of the Fourth Estate dependably delivered snarky, sneering, snickering commentary on the supposed lunacy of conspiracy theorists who insist on seeing something sinister in the super-secret gathering of the uber-elites. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo headed to Europe on Thursday as part of another bid to build support for the U.S. government's pressure campaign against Iran, The Washington Post reported on May 30. But there is one stop en route that is sure to interest those who are more conspiratorially minded, Pompeo's side trip to the secretive Bilderberg meeting. Secretary Pompeo's name had not appeared on the official list of attendees released on the Bilderberg website on May 28. Among the federal officials who were listed were Jared Kushner, President Trump's senior advisor and also his son-in-law, and national security and defense officials Matthew Pottinger, James O. Ellis, James H. Baker, and Matthew Daniels. Is this not worthy of notice or concern? Of course not, say the talking heads. Pay no attention, resume your diversions, the FNM choir chimes in unison. Never mind that we're watching conspiracy reality in real time, as deep state operatives escalate their blatant and unprecedented coup d'etat efforts to remove President Trump. The totally discredited fake news media keeps chirping conspiracy theory at anyone who dares to point out the obvious dangers of power wedded to secrecy. Speaking truth to power is a favorite meme of progressives and globalists, but it is merely an empty phrase for most of them when it comes to actually speaking truth about the despotic, power-mad schemes of the big banking, big business, big tech, big labor, big government elites whom they serve. We exaggerate not. For those who have been asleep for the past 3 years, or whose occupational, recreational activities have made them oblivious to the blatant treason threatening to scuttle the republic, we can offer here only the briefest of reviews. For more details, see the articles linked below. There is, first of all, of course, the Trump-Putin collusion conspiracy hoax that all but paralyzed the new administration and was intended to result in a total takedown of President Trump. However, the Clinton, Comey, Obama, Brennan, Clapper, Mueller, CIA, FBI, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post deep state team failed miserably in that monumental scam, and special counsel Mueller was forced to admit in his long-awaited report that he had found no evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. But while the Mueller witch hunt, as President Trump accurately called it, dragged out, Democrats in Congress were daily dreaming up new schemes to remove the duly elected President of the United States on the most risible of pretexts, such as invoking the 25th Amendment under the guise of claims that President Trump is mentally unstable. Then there are the incessant calls for impeachment, starting before he even took his oath of office. First, it was because of the Russia collusion, but since that has been proven false, the impeachment campaigners have attempted to hang their case on the equally threadbare obstruction of justice charges. In addition, there's the daily media lynching Donald Trump has gotten since before he even entered the Oval Office. And scant days before this year's Bilderberg affair commenced in Switzerland, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi resurrected the 25th Amendment ploy. Following a meeting with the president on May 23, Speaker Pelosi accused Trump of throwing a tantrum during their meeting, although the president insisted he had been extremely calm. Pelosi said his alleged erratic behavior indicated the need for an intervention. Asked by reporters what she meant, the speaker stated, Article 25. That's a good idea, then. Only 3 days following the conclusion of Bilderberg, Senator Rand Paul was asked on CNN to comment on a New York Times story reporting that former CIA chief John Brennan still has his security clearance, despite President Trump's order to revoke it months ago. Well, this is what worries me. Senator Paul said. People talk about the deep state. Now, the deep state is actually protecting their own and not listening to the president's orders. As we have reported, members of the Trump administration even boast that they are sabotaging the president from the inside. What type of power protects insubordinate government employees to enable them to openly defy the President of the United States in the lawful exercise of his constitutional authority? What type of protection not only encourages treason, but even promotes audacious traitors who boast of their treason? Well, that's where we come to Bilderberg, which exemplifies the darkest corners of the deep state. No other gathering of the world's super elite movers and shakers generates the type of interest and concern as does the annual Bilderberg Conclave. That's understandable, considering the wealth, power, and influence represented by the participants, and the closely guarded secrecy enshrouding their meetings. Bilderberg's annual roster brings together top-level politicos and government ministers with the titans of industry and finance, such as the leaders of Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, Google, LinkedIn, Microsoft, Royal Dutch Shell, Kissinger Associates, Daimler, etc. And the maestros of media manipulation, such as The Washington Post, WarnerMedia (formerly Time Warner), The Economist, Bloomberg News, NBC, and The Financial Times. Any sober, eyes-wide-open review of geopolitical developments over the past several decades would show that Bilderberg has become a key coordinating event for the ruling global oligarchy, the shadow world government, the deep state. As we have reported in previous articles, since its founding in 1954 the Bilderberg gatherings have preceded many political and economic shakeups of historical magnitude involving Bilderberg participants. The following is a short list of the coincidental accomplishments on the Bilderberg scorecard. Asterisk 1991, little-known Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton attended Bilderberg, he was elevated to the White House the following year. Asterisk 1993, Tony Blair, a minor opposition member of the Labour Party, attended Bilderberg before being boosted to become Britain's Prime Minister. Asterisk 1997, First Lady Hillary Clinton attended Bilderberg, setting up her anointing for a future White House run. Asterisk 1999, member nations of the EU were shackled with the euro currency, a major blow to their national sovereignty. Belgian industrialist and Bilderberg chair Etienne Davignon, also an EU commissioner, admitted in a 2009 interview that Bilderberg members played a key role in pushing adoption of the euro. Asterisk 2005, Angela Merkel's attendance at Bilderberg was followed by promotion to Chancellor of Germany and media promotion to de facto leader of Europe and most powerful woman in the world. Asterisk 2008, newly minted Senator Barack Obama reportedly attended the Chantilly, Virginia, Bilderberg meeting before his meteoric rise. He has been evasive about his attendance, neither confirming nor denying the reports. Asterisk 2009, virtually unknown Belgian politician Herman Van Rompuy attended Bilderberg and was then catapulted to President of the European Commission. Asterisk 2011, Goldman Sachs banker Mark Carney attended Bilderberg and was subsequently promoted to Governor of the Bank of England. Asterisk 2011, Bilderberg pulled off a double coup in Italy, ousting Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi and putting the two Bilderberg, Goldman Sachs alums into power, Mario Monti as the new Italian Prime Minister and Mario Draghi as head of the European Central Bank (ECB). It caused a huge row in Italy and throughout Europe known as the Bankers' Coup d'État or the Bilderberg Mario Brothers Coup. Asterisk 2014, political outsider Emmanuel Macron, a former Rothschild banker, attended Bilderberg, starting a quick political ascent that took him to the presidency of France in 2017. Asterisk 2016, Bilderberg members took central roles in Project Fear I and Project Fear II, the desperate propaganda effort to stop Brexit. See also here and here, in 2010, former NATO Secretary General, former Belgian Foreign Minister, and Bilderberg member Willy Claes revealed, during an interview on Belgian radio, that, the usual denials notwithstanding, Bilderberg meetings do aim at setting international policy. At the end of each annual gathering, he said, a report is printed of the presentations and a copy of the report is given to each attendee. The participants are then obviously considered to use this report in setting their policies in the environments in which they affect, he said. For the central role played by Bilderberg members in creating the sovereignty-destroying common market following World War II, and their subsequent hand in transforming it into the European Union, see, the United States of Europe, the Bilderberg Who's Who of 2019. The full, official, list of the 130 or so attendees of this year's Bilderberg Huddle can be found here. As noted above, participant Mike Pompeo is not listed, there likely are additional attendees who are not listed. We present below only the official entries given for the American participants. Kravis, Marie-José, USA, Bilderberg Board Member, President, American Friends of Bilderberg Inc., Senior Fellow, Hudson Institute. Abrams, Stacy, USA, Founder and Chair, Fair Fight Altman, Roger C., USA, Founder and Senior Chairman, Evercore Baker, James H., USA, Director, Office of Net Assessment, Office of the Secretary of Defense Cohen, Jared, USA, Founder and CEO, Jigsaw, Alphabet Inc. Daniels, Matthew, USA, New Space and Technology Projects, Office of the Secretary of Defense Ellis, James O., USA, Chairman, Users Advisory Group, National Space Council Ferguson, Nile, USA, Milbank Family Senior Fellow, Hoover Institution, Stanford University Grant, Adam M., USA, Saul P. Steinberg Professor of Management, The Wharton School, University of Pennsylvania Henry, Mary K., USA, International President, Service Employees International Union Hobson, Melody, USA, President, Ariel Investments LLC Hoffman, Reed, USA, Co-Founder, LinkedIn, Partner, Greylock Partners Jordan Jr., Vernon E. USA, Senior Managing Director, Lazard Frères & Co. LLC Carp, Alex, USA, CEO, Palantir Technologies Kissinger, Henry A., USA, Chairman, Kissinger Associates Inc. Kravis, Henry R., USA, Co-Chairman and Co-CEO, Kohlberg Kravis Roberts & Co. Kushner, Jared, USA, Senior Advisor to the President, The White House McCardle, Megan, USA, Columnist, The Washington Post McCaskill, Claire, USA, Former Senator, Analyst, NBC News Micklethwaite, John, USA, Editor-in-Chief, Bloomberg LP Mundy, Craig J., USA, President, Mundy & Associates Nadella, Satya, USA, CEO, Microsoft Petraeus, David H., USA, Chairman, KKR Global Institute Pottinger, Matthew, USA, Senior Director, National Security Council Rubin, Robert E., USA, Co-Chairman Emeritus, Council on Foreign Relations, Former Treasury Secretary Shadlow, Nadia, USA, Senior Fellow, Hudson Institute Schmidt, Eric E., USA, Technical Advisor, Alphabet Inc. Singer, Peter Warren, USA, Strategist, New America Snyder, Timothy, USA, Richard C. Levin Professor of History, Yale University Thiel, Peter, USA, President, Thiel Capital Turpin, Matthew, USA, Director for China, National Security Council Walker, Darren, USA, President, Ford Foundation. The short, identifying bios of participants provided by Bilderberg can be deceptive in their brevity. Eric Schmidt, the former chairman of Google and former chairman of Alphabet, Inc., which is now Google's parent company, for instance, is identified merely as technical advisor to Alphabet. Billionaire Schmidt is much more than that, of course. He is also, for example, a major investor in The Groundwork, the campaign tech firm that boosted Hillary Clinton in 2016, along with Google doctoring its search engine results to assist Clinton and hurt Trump. Besides being a member of the Globalist Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, like many, if not most, of the other American Bilderberg attendees, Schmidt is chairman of the Pentagon's Defense Innovation Advisory Board. He was appointed to head the creation of the Obama administration by Obama's Secretary of Defense Ash Carter, a CFR director. Serving with Schmidt on that high-level cyber defense tech board are Reid Hoffman, Bilderberg, CFR, co-founder of LinkedIn, William H. McCraven, CFR, retired four-star admiral, former commander of the U.S. Special Operations Command, Walter Isaacson, CFR, former president and CEO Aspen Institute, former chairman and CEO of CNN, former managing editor of Time, Cass Sunstein, Obama's regulatory czar and Nudge Squad, social engineering guru, and Eric S. Lander, CFR, co-founder of the Broad Institute at MIT and Harvard. Schmidt is also chairman of the U.S. National Security Commission on Artificial Intelligence, along with techie bigwigs Andrew Moore, head of Google Cloud AI, Andy Jassy, CEO of Amazon Web Services, Safra Katz, CEO of Oracle, Chris Darby, CEO of NQ Telephone, the CIA's venture capital company, Jason Matheny, former director of the U.S. Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Activity, IARPA, Eric Horvitz, director of Microsoft Research Labs, Mignon Clyburn, former FCC commissioner and now a fellow at George Soros Open Society Foundation. It requires no great stretch of the imagination or wingnut certification to foresee that Schmidt's business and government connections, together with his great wealth, influence, and globalist political bent, provides automatic conflict of interest concerns when he meets in secret with similarly connected one-worlders. Let's look at another Bilderberg veteran, Robert Rubin, whose Bilderberg bio identifies him as co-chairman emeritus, Council on Foreign Relations, former Treasury Secretary. There's more to it than that, of course. Prior to entering public service as Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton, he served for nearly three decades as a bankster at Goldman Sachs, rising to become a member of the board and co-chairman of the financial behemoth. Then, following his service as Fox in charge of the chicken coup, he went back through the revolving door to Wall Street to become chairman of Citigroup, one of the big banking culprits most responsible for the 2008-2009 financial collapse and the bank that received the biggest taxpayer bailout, $476 billion, not the mere $45 billion usually reported. For his key role in creating the mortgage debacle, Rubin was rewarded with $126 million in bonuses. But we're supposed to look past that because, when testifying before a congressional panel investigating the causes of the financial crisis, Rubin expressed deep regret over his failure to foresee the obvious consequences of Citigroup's unethical and unconscionable practices. Did Rubin, Citigroup CEO Chuck Prince, and Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blackfein high-five each other, clink martinis, and have a good laugh afterwards concerning their performances of feigned contrition regarding their roles in the crisis? Probably. Then there's Stacey Abrams. Her inclusion among this year's Bilderberg elites would seem totally out of place, except that she is filling a slot that is traditionally set aside for relatively minor politicians who are being considered for promotion as future global leaders. Think Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Emmanuel Macron, Angela Merkel. As we note in our recent article, Stacey Abrams joins globalist elite, anointed by CFR, Bilderberg Group. Abrams is being boosted by the CFR, the Aspen Institute, the Brookings Institution, and other globalist groups, including, naturally, the leading opinionators of the FNM. However, after lavishing her with millions of dollars of free, adulatory publicity during her recent gubernatorial run in Georgia, her media cheerleaders have maintained a wall of silence concerning her Bilderberg appearance, arguably her most notable accomplishment to date. Bilderberg Agenda 2019. So, what did the Bilderbergers talk about for 3-4 days? Here are the official agenda topics provided by the Bilderberg Press Office. 1. A stable strategic order. 2. What next for Europe? 3. Climate change and sustainability. 4. China. 5. Russia. 6. The future of capitalism. 7. Brexit. 8. The ethics of artificial intelligence. 9. The weaponization of social media. 10. The importance of space. 11. Cyber threats. Again, for public consumption, those were the official topics for discussion. Only those in attendance know whether the conference adhered to this agenda and, if so, what, if any, consensus was arrived at on these important subjects. So far, none of them are commenting publicly. The Bilderberg Oath of Omerta, Code of Silence, appears to be holding. However, based upon current and past statements, actions, and policies of the Bilderberg elite in both the public and private sectors, there is little question that they will continue pushing collectively in all of these areas to advance further centralization of power and, ultimately, world government. In 2016, we reported Bilderberg elites, stop Trump, boost Hillary, stop Brexit, boost migration, based on the statements and actions of Bilderberg participants, that the top objectives of the group would be to stop Trump and stop Brexit, while simultaneously supporting Hillary Clinton's White House bid and keeping the Muslim refugee tsunami rolling into Europe. Following Donald Trump's upset election, many Bilderberg watchers were dumbfounded to see top Trump administration officials attending the 2017 Bilderberg affair. Of particular concern was the presence at Bilderberg of General H.R. McMaster, President Trump's national security advisor, who is a longtime globalist and CFR member. Accompanying him was Nadia Shadlow, CFR, his assistant at NSC. As we reported in January of 2018, the McMaster cabal led operatives in the deep state coup effort to oust Trump. The McMaster-Shadlow duo did everything possible to sabotage and oust the president. Subsequently, they were both forced out of the Trump administration. However, Shadlow, who is now a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, was back again this year at Bilderberg. Perhaps the biggest question in the Trump-Bilderberg bag of mysteries is Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, who serves as a senior advisor to the president. Kushner, who is married to Ivanka Trump, has close ties to top Goldman Sachs hands and, reportedly, played a key role in the appointments of CFR, Goldman Sachs operatives Anthony Scaramucci, Dina Habib-Powell, and others to high-level posts in the Trump administration. The American members of Bilderberg, especially as represented by the CFR and Goldman Sachs, are globalists, internationalists, one-worlders. President Trump claims to be a nationalist, an unapologetic advocate of America First, a term CFR globalists scorn. In the entire CFR lexicon, there is no term of revulsion carrying a meaning so deep as America First, said the late U.S. Admiral Chester Ward, who served as the Judge Advocate General of the U.S. Navy and was a CFR member for 16 years before resigning in disgust. The main purpose of the Council on Foreign Relations is promoting the disarmament of U.S. sovereignty and national independence, and submergence into an all-powerful one-world government. Admiral Ward warned more than four decades ago. That purpose has not changed. And the CFR Bilderberg Camarilla most certainly has dark stratagems planned for the days, weeks, and months ahead. So why did Jared Kushner and other Trump advisors attend Bilderberg? And why, for the third year in a row, did President Trump give his apparent blessing to this participation of his top officials in a cabal of globalist schemers that is attempting to destroy both him and our republic? Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.